it's sort of like, I can't remember, there's some lyric about the children, and it's sort of like this kind of, it seems like a really California song to me or something, kind of almost like something the Mamas and Papas or something really.
I guess, yeah, that's the thing about making a record that you you don't really, certain things about yourself you didn't know before it come out, you know, tendencies and, you know, it's almost this unconscious thing, you know, you wouldn't really know, but I guess it makes sense coming from California, that kind of stuff. You can't help it coming out. It's just whether you like it or not. But I think I really wanted to make a conscious effort to put some really dainty ass music on the record, you know.
And it's like one.
I think it's time, you know. It's
because I mean that's the other thing that I noticed is that this maybe is the first record we really like your singing's completely changed.
Like it oh, just really?
Seems, I think like
I think yeah I think on the other records so far it's usually the singing's the last thing we do. It's like we've been recording for 18 hours. Okay, throw up a mic, put down a vocal, you know. It's there's not much is put into it. We don't even like bother to get a nice mic or anything. I think on Olay I was singing through a guitar amp mic or something, you know. And yeah, this time I think it was probably also because I had a lot of the musicians from my band, my touring band, and we were going for this more performative thing. Try to make it more dynamic, more like a show, like how it would be live. So yeah, that was more of an effort to make it a performance.
Yeah, because also like I was also thinking like this is the first, like there are certain words that like people always use about you and stuff like that. And one is like channel surfing. This is the first record where you could really, where that doesn't apply.
Right, right. I think I probably enjoy listening to mixtapes more than an album. But then sometimes there's that one album where it has one mood through it, and you just when you're in that mood, you just want to hear that. And sometimes it goes for weeks and weeks. You just want to hear it over and over. And I mean, this record does swerve around in different areas, but it does have this continuity, I think.
Yeah, like right, it has variety, but it has the consistency of tone. Maybe that's also because it's recorded over a real short period of time too.
Yeah. There's a good energy in the record because we did it so fast. We'd usually come in the morning. I'd just show everybody how the song went. We'd practice it for like 20 minutes, and they'd throw up the mics, and we'd just put it down. And then by the end of the day, the song would usually be done, and Nigel would spend about half an hour maybe mixing it. And then the next day we would start on a whole new song. So it was really energizing because a lot of times making albums can get really demoralizing. I don't know if people realize, you know, people spend 2 months on one song. You're just in it every day. You know, you're just picking it apart. People spend days on a hi-hat sound, you know. You can spend weeks just mixing a song. It can just drag on. And I think it creatively it's just really frustrating. So I think we were confined to doing the record in 2 weeks because the producer Nigel had other commitments.
Yeah.
We knew the album was done